I moments ago introduced this gentleman as a member of the family here at the radio station, and that's not hyperbole. That is exactly what he is here at the radio station at KXFM. Zach Churchill, a member of the family since, quite frankly, the very beginning. And we are, as family members of Zach, we are proud of him and excited that he dropped this album. Heartbreak and Hope is the name of it. We have the good fortune to have him in here. We are the first to hear cuts off of this amazing new album, which I had a chance to hear in its entirety this morning. So we do welcome for a live session right now and then a conversation. Please welcome our good friend, family member, Zach Churchill, singing Better Off.
Give anything to hold you once again, but you're not home. I've been searching for a sign. I miss it every time, 'cause you're not mine. Are you better off alone? Am I better on my own? Oh no, there's something in the way. I can't find words to say. What's on my mind? And so, if I don't have a clue, would you tell me what to do? 'Cause baby, I'm just fine. Am I better off alone? Are you better on your own? Are we better off alone? Are we better on our own? Still can't figure out what I want most, but I can't move on, babe. I wrote you all those love songs, but all that hope has been fading away. Do you want me to stay? Better on your own.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here. Thank you, Ed, for having me. I'm just going to roll right into another song off the album. And this one is called Faithful Spouse.
I like my new room. I like my new bed. I like my place. I like that there's room to make a mess or stay out late. Sometimes I pretend that I'm not alone. Sometimes I pretend that I'm not alone. When you said that you wanted me out of this house, you took the words out of my mouth. Like a faithful spouse, and still I pretend that I'm not alone. Yeah, I pretend that I'm not alone. And all that you say that you it was for love, but not really. We can't face the truth that we do it because we're silly fools. And you were the one, but one's not enough. It's too much. Just needed someone that I could touch. You just wanted someone that you could trust. And I don't feel good most of the time on my own. I wait around hoping someone will come home. Sometimes we pretend that we are not alone. Sometimes we pretend that we are not alone. And all that you say that you it was for us. What a pity. We can't face the truth that we do it because we're such silly fools. And you were the one. One's not enough. It's too much. Just needed someone that you could touch. Just wanted someone that you could trust. I thank you, baby. That we do is for love, but not really. We can't face the truth that we do it because we are silly fools.
guess you need someone you can touch. I think you need someone you can trust. I know I want someone to love so much. Thank you, Zach Churchill. You're listening to KXFM. Thank you guys for having me. Good to be back. Good to be home. And I'm going to play the title track off of my debut album, Heartbreak and Hope. Just came out on the 28th of January. And you can get it wherever you get your music. This song is a tribute to my brother-in-law, Jonathan Watson. Let me work on the tuning here. All right. This is a message of heartbreak and hope. I can't separate them, so I guess you get both. I stopped by to see you today. But you weren't home, so I went on my way. Do you know where we come from? Do you know where we go? If you can hear me, please let me know. But tell me, is this all just a game? Are we winning or losing? The rules feel insane. Lately, I'm too tired to pray. Suffer when we are here. Would it be better if we all disappear? 'Cause maybe you are ready to go. Or maybe you know something that I don't know. Sometimes I wonder why we pray. I'm not sure, but I do it anyway. Still looking for the back. I hope that you're happy wherever you are. I wanna come find you, but I fear it's too far. Soon I'll stop talking, I hope you'll reply. And I'll understand if this is goodbye. Either way, I trust you, I know we're all right. Thank you for listening, I love you, good night. Thank you for listening, I love you, good night. Thank you for listening, I love you, good night. I'm here on my knees, will it be alright? Thank you for listening, I love you, good night. I'm asking you please, can you show me the light? Thank you for listening, I love you, good night. Thank you for listening, I love you, good night. Thank you for listening, good night.
The album is Heartbreak and Hope. He was live in the live room, Zach Churchill. That song was Heartbreak and Hope. We're going to have Zach in here in the studio for a conversation in just a couple of minutes. The amazing member of our family who we love, and we couldn't be happier that he's here with us today. Zach Churchill, just a couple of minutes away. Yeah, good luck me pretending to be you at any point. We are sitting here directly across from a family member at KXFM and delighted to be a part of the drop of his brand new album, Heartbreak and Hope. You just heard three amazingly touching and beautiful songs off that album. Welcome, Zach.
Hey, Ed. Thanks so much for having me.
Dude, man, you have no idea how great it is to have you in studio and how proud we are that your album, A, is out, but it's so amazing. That's the thing right there. It is an amazing album.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It definitely was a labor of love over several year period, and I'm glad to finally have it out there in the world. It feels good.
Yeah. You look a little relieved. When last we spoke, you looked a little stressed out. You're a little more relieved looking now. So all three songs, by the way, pulling and tugging at emotional heartstrings. The first one, Better Off. Give us a little background to Better Off, please.
Better Off is, it's just about second guessing a breakup, right, wondering if we made the right decision, you know?
Right.
It's just, I'm sure we've all been there. and realizing that I'm not better off alone. And, just coming to terms with some regret,
right?
You know?
Right. So you mentioned that this was a labor of love over a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
What is and not a specific amount of time, but what is the time between something happening and you going, wow, this has affected me and you should write it down, and then it becomes a song? How much time in between some of the lines in Better Off and the time that you actually wrote the song?
Yeah. I think it's different for every single song,
right?
Like some songs reveal themselves as I'm going through whatever it is. Some are more reflective, obviously, and that one I think was something like, a real breakup in my life, and written
in the ensuing months. So, right. you know, in the months afterwards, being on my own for a while and just kind of missing that person, missing the connection and the relationship, and realizing that I felt a little lost at that time in my life.
Right.
And, but yeah, I mean, some songs, literally an event happens and the song is happening at right. the same time. It just comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next song, in fact, and you seem to, for all three of them, and this is really in part and parcel to who you are, you're so emotionally connected to every line in all three of those songs, and I could see it from here, and I could feel it as you're singing. So Faithful Spouse, was that the same case? Was that a...
Yeah, Faithful Spouse is really one of the most emotional songs for me on the record because, yeah, I mean, I had just... moved into my own apartment for the first time in my life right. after a separation. This was several years ago.
Right.
And just sitting there feeling that the weight of that loneliness. And I would say for context and for growth, I'm very comfortable in my own space now, but right. you know, that's something that we all have to get to it, and we get to at different times in our life. And
right.
It's been a process for me and it's still ongoing, but I just remember that, you know, that first period of living alone in my own place. And, you know, that's where that song came out of. And, you know, it was very real. It's like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I like my new room. I like my new bed. I like my place. I like that I have my own space to do. Nobody's, you know, I'm not affecting anybody else
right.
with my behaviors, and I'm free. And yet I'm alone
right.
and I feel lonely, and just being honest about that.
And to flip the coin or to turn the page on mm-hmm. that aloneness or that solitude, that isolation, if mm-hmm. you will, did that lend itself for you musically to be better off in that alone space?
I mean, honestly, the solitude, the pandemic, getting a relationship with myself, absolutely all that stuff has greatly affected in my ability to, I'll say this about creativity. The more I've become in tune with my actual feelings, my true self and my truth, and been able to express myself honestly,
right.
that has made the biggest difference in my writing.
Right.
Because if I'm not in touch with what's really going on,
right.
And I'm disconnected from myself, I don't really have much to say. And if I do, it's kind of scattered. It doesn't come from a true, deep, honest place.
Right.
So the best music and the best stories for me come from a deep place of emotion where I'm actually able to feel it and face it and express it. And music helps me to process it for sure.
Right. And yeah. that's your bread and butter, is the emotion within each song. And that brings me to the next song, which for me, hearing it is the toughest, because as a member of this family, we went through this kind of with you as you were experiencing it. You titled the album Heartbreak and Hope, and before you sang the song, you specifically dedicated the song to your brother-in-law, Jonathan Watson, and we watched you and your family go through that incredibly emotional period of losing him. Can you tell us that story, please?
Yeah, thanks, Ed. You were definitely a part of it and supportive of me and my family during it. The whole KX team was, and we lost a really great man, just a truly incredible man. And you know, yeah, my brother-in-law, and it's coming up, it just passed his 2-year anniversary, so it was right before COVID hit in basically February of 2020 when we lost my brother-in-law. And it was a really traumatic experience for my family. He was on life support for 2 weeks up in LA. And I was visiting him every day, and then I was going to the studio as well in LA. And this song, Heartbreak and Hope, really was written and recorded in that interim, in that 2-week period where he was on life support and we weren't sure whether or not he was going to survive. And he ended up not making it. But the song, when, you know, it came from me just sitting at the piano writing, or just talking to him. And when I brought that to Julian Coriel, my producer, he asked me, like, he's like, well, is this, do you want this to be a song of heartbreak, or is it a song about hope? And I was like, I don't know, because it can, I don't know. Like, I, it was just at this period where it really wasn't sure if he was, there was hope. There was still hope, but it was both. And I'm like, I guess it's both. And that's where the line came from, and the whole album title and everything stems from that period of just feeling tremendous heartache and yet hope. And even though we lost him, you know, he's been just such an incredible influence in my family, and he's still, you know, very much a part of our lives
each and every day. How's your sister doing?
You know, she's doing really well. She's got a big community around her. Good. Of friends and family, and her boys are my nephews are doing really, really well, and they talk about their dad all the time. So okay. It's like he's still around.
All right. You shot a video for Bartender?
I did.
So, really?
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about it. Tell us about the actual shooting of the video and how tough it was to place yourself back in that situation.
So the video, Bartender, the lead single off of this album, was about my battle with addiction, specifically a heroin overdose where a bartender found me in the bathroom after a gig. Right. at a venue here. And, you know, he saved my life, and I wrote that song to him in rehab. But so that song is like 7.5 years old now, coming up on 8 years old. But the video for it, I hooked up with Greta Valenti and Robin Davey of Grow Vision Productions. They're also in a band, Well Hung Heart, and Bo Gree Gree. Okay. They're local bands, and they are just really, really creative, powerful, dynamic team. And so we did the video in two ways. There's actually an interview portion where they came to my apartment and they just asked me questions and interviewed me about my struggle with addiction and about the origins of the song. And then we also filmed just like a live performance music video at a bar in San Diego. It wasn't the same bar that I, you know, had the overdose in, but it was really cool. It was called Time Out, or it's not Time Out. Unfortunately, I can't remember at this moment, but cool place in San Diego. It's on my Instagram, right. You know. But yeah, if you go, you know, onto my website or YouTube, do Zach Churchill Bartender, you can find a full video that has the music video, live performance, and the interview. And then they're also kind of like there as separate videos.
And the bartender that saved your life that night, you keep in touch with him?
I do not. I've never spoken to him since.
Wow.
But that is something that has been on my mind for a long time now. So I've been, you know, when I'm ready, I will reach out to him.
Okay, right on. And okay.
I think he'll definitely get... Like I'll definitely be sending him a vinyl the album.
I would think so. And then maybe some tickets to the next show you have coming up. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, right on. So the album is Heartbreak and Hope. It's available, I imagine, everywhere that you can get your music.
I don't know if they sell it at Kohl's, but everywhere else.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I bought music at Kohl's, by the way. So where would we get it that benefits you the most?
You know, that's a great question. I don't have anything set up right now. I know that, you know, artists can make more on their original music and their merch and stuff if they sell like through Bandcamp and whatnot.
Right.
I don't have that set up right now. So at the moment, you can just stream it wherever music is to be streamed. Right. But eventually I would like to get like an online store set up on my website, or you know, something like that, where people can buy physical copies or download a higher quality version of the album. But right now, just Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff.
All right, right on. And one final question here. There was you included 11 songs on this album. Anything that was left off that we can maybe think, all right, this might be good for another album coming up pretty soon. So anything you left off that you really...
You know, actually, I'm already like 9 songs into the next album.
I knew it.
I didn't, nothing got left off from Heartbreak and Hope Sessions. But since, because I finished that album in about March of 2020, and then the pandemic hit, and then I went into a pretty serious writing mode and creative introspective mode, and a lot of songs came out of that. And then in the last year or so, I've been pretty heavy back in the studio. So I'm in progress on, there will be, I'm honestly pretty sure that there's going to be another full length album in 2022. I don't know if I'm going to be able to wait till 2023.
Right.
You know,
and I don't
just think, because I dropped Heartbreak and Hope so late.
Right. And I don't think you should make us wait till 2023. Right?
I'm really excited about this stuff. Working with my buddy, Tom Rizzullo, who I've known since high school. He lives in Sherman Oaks. He has a home studio. He's a super talented guy and a great friend. And I've been going up there like twice a week, just having the best time making music with him.
Right. Well, on behalf of Alyssa and Tyler and Monica and the entire KXFM family, everyone here knows you and loves you and is proud of you and really digging this album, man.
Thank you, Ed.
Unbelievable. Zach Churchill, the album is Heartbreak and Hope. You'll be hearing cuts off it here selectively, or just you'll be hearing lots about this album over the next coming weeks. Thanks for coming in, Zach.
Much love.
All right. Much love.